What's going on, real ass fans? This is the Puerto Rican Rattlesnake, Luis J. Gomez. Did you know that we do this show live twice a week, every Monday and Wednesday at 12 noon Eastern? You can watch the show live exclusively at GasDigitalNetwork.com. Gas Digital members not only get the live stream, but you also get the video version of the show, live chat, archived episodes, plus brand new episodes 5 days before they go to Google Play, iTunes, or anywhere else. We've also got a bunch of other great shows on the network, like The Josta Show, Legion of Skanks, Bruce Buffer's It's Time, and brand new, starting right now, Believe You Me, with UFC middleweight champion Michael the Count Bisping. That's GasDigitalNetwork.com. When you check out, use the promo code RAP, and you save $1 on monthly membership. Plus, you get a 14-day free trial to see if you like it. That's just $6 per month. That's GasDigitalNetwork.com. Promo code RAP when you check out. And even if you can't subscribe for the exclusive content, you can still help us out by going to iTunes right now, subscribing for free for the audio version, leaving us a positive review and a 5-star ranking. Thanks for listening. Keep being a real ass dude.
This is the Real Ass Podcast. Here's your host, Luis J. Gomez.
Yeah, motherfuckers, indeed. It's a Wednesday, it's the 7th of June. I'm hanging out with my white friends as always. That's really become the theme of the show. It's Luis J. Gomez and his white friends, and sometimes Dave Lester. Anyway, I am the Puerto Rican Rattlesnake, the original. Don't fucking side look at me like that.
I've moved on from
it. You've moved on from it? Good. All right, you fucking better off. Eventually, I knew I could outlast you.
I got new glasses. I'm still working. I'm Ascot guy now.
Okay, good.
I got this hat. Everyone's been complimenting me on it.
You look good. You're sick right now, you told me.
I am.
But it's okay. It's all right. Shannon, you have to spray the mics down extra.
I was in Los Angeles, and I contracted HIV from the culture.
J-sex or from a heroin?
It's airborne there now.
What's more
heroin?
Yeah.
What's more
the worst kind?
What's more embarrassing? I guess getting caught doing the gay sex.
Gay heroin is just ecstasy.
What's more embarrassing, heroin or like to get AIDS?
Yeah, if you get AIDS, you're like, you wanted to be like, yeah, dude, I'm a tortured artist. I got.
But gay
heroin,
sex, you got some ass though.
What a bit! If you get it from a blood transfusion, you are just a bitch.
Oh, the worst way to get it is by getting a paper cut, opening Yu-Gi-Oh cards.
Best way is to get it. The best way is to get it from a chick, right? Like fucking a woman.
That doesn't exist.
Yeah. I think it's got it, right?
The best way is to fly in on a unicorn and then fucking, no, yeah.
Do you know Ray Sharkey? Ray Sharkey, the actor? He was an actor in the 80s.
Pull him up on the big screen, Shannon.
Yeah, Sharkey got AIDS and his agent was like, don't tell anybody. Like,
even the people you have sex with.
Yeah, exactly. No. Yeah, so he like fucked like 100 women and just gave all these people AIDS because his agent was like, this is going to destroy your career if people find out.
It's true.
See, dude, that dude's a hero. Now there are people who can say they got AIDS from fucking a woman.
Yeah.
Who the fuck is this guy? What was he in? I've never even seen this guy.
He was on a show called Wise Guy.
Women are just fucking pigs. Let me explain to you why, okay? Because that guy's not even famous. And he was able to still go and just crush pussy just because he was able to go, I was on some show.
Just because he had AIDS.
Yeah.
Yeah, but AIDS has to give you that bad boy confidence.
Well, they like it because he's lying about it. So
are you that guy
mysterious.
With AIDS?
Yeah.
We got a great show planned. International superstar Zach Amico, as
blop,
always,
blop.
Is here.
Hey, buddy.
What up, nigga?
Hey.
Also in studio, Roast Masters champion Eli Sayers is here.
What's up, dudes?
What up, son?
How you doing?
Yay.
White power.
All right. And also,
all white guests.
Back from Los Angeles, California, HIV positive, looking good, Ascot hat, nice new glasses, unshaven, how the ladies like him, Nick Mullen.
Hello.
What up?
How are you?
What up, doggy? Back from the West Coast, you were right on the Moshe Kasher show, is that
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I guess I can mention it now that, I wasn't saying anything while I was there because I figured somebody might try to get me fired.
Why?
Or get the show, you know. I don't know, because people are shitty.
He's an outlaw.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But no, they know that hiring you now, they won't hire you already. They know that, like, you...
Yeah, so if they hire you, you're good, right?
Yeah, I think so. At this point. We've been talking a lot about this. Jay Moore. Jay Moore is fucking crushing it right now, too. He said nigga on something, and then, like, they, like, started coming at him, and he was like, I don't care.
Yeah.
Like, who gives a shit?
Right.
Dude, if you don't
he
give a
shit...
He
did say it as Tracy Morgan, though.
Well, it's the controversy around Bill Maher is like it's bullshit. It's manufactured. It's people that love, you know,
like policing anything anybody says, which are like Twitter scolds. And then it's like conservatives that have hated Bill Maher for years. And then those people have no problem teaming up when it comes to just censoring language.
Oh, it's great.
Yeah.
It's great. No, no, no. I love it. I love watching I love watching it happen. I love just I mean, this is why I've been saying for the longest time, you have to just fucking go full throttle.
Yeah.
And you've done that already. You've gone full throttle. You're never going to get, you'll never be a household name. Like, you'll never be the guy who gets the NBC, like, on the star of the show.
I don't know. I could invent, like, a cool vacuum or something.
No, no, no.
I think we might see there's different ways into ABC.
Yeah. There's different ways into the household.
But I think there's also, no, there's a way to get really famous, make a lot of money, and do what you want to do. And isn't that why we became comics?
Yeah, to make a lot of money. So I can eventually transition into, you know,
being a
day
woman.
Trading.
Yeah. Your HIV will actually.
So I can finally afford those hormones.
Right?
Yeah.
I saw a tranny on the train over here, dude. You know,
a tranny?
Sick.
Yeah, a tranny?
A tranny?
That's what anytime you see a tranny on a subway car, you call it a tranny.
Yeah.
No, she fucking, I think it was a tranny, or it was a fucking gross, like, doodly chick with, like, an American Indian, like, shaped face. She was, like, very, like, but not American Indian, but, like an American Indian wooden sculpture.
Like that's, outside like a cigar store.
Yeah, exactly. So, she was just sort of mumbling or whatever, and she's all fucked up. And then you hear about trannies committing suicide all the time. And you're like, yeah. It's not because they're bullied. It's because they're fucked in the head.
No, it's
because
they don't know how to wear high heels yet, and they fall on the tracks. And then they say it's suicide because it's easier for the statistics. Yeah.
And their head hits the third rail, so they start frying.
They start turning
back. That's actually when.
He's alive.
That's how Matthew Shepard died.
He's alive.
Yeah. That's how you fucking, she becomes like a Frankenstein tranny. You power her with electricity even after she's dead.
Man, it's so much more fun to do this show instead of mine where I have two people going, come on, don't say that.
Oh, really? Why do they say that?
I don't know. They're backing off.
Should I laugh into the mic every 5 seconds to make you comfortable?
Perfect. Do that. Yeah. Say, who's fucking, boys? Boys, who's having sex?
What? Oh, because Stav and Adam, they're a little more liberal.
I wouldn't say that. I don't know. I'm shitting on them for no
reason.
You're
fucking around. Yeah. No, they're great. Your show is really funny, dude.
Oh, thanks, man.
Yeah, you guys crush it.
Yeah, it got shitty for, like, because we had to, like, pre-record every episode while I was out of town.
And you know why it's shitty? Can I tell you why?
Why?
It's not just because it's, like, not current event-y. It's because that's the first time that your show felt like work. You had to go and stack those fucking episodes,
and you're
like, this is a fucking job now.
Yeah,
and
well, it's also, I mean, you're just burned out. We did, like, I think one day we did like 5 episodes in one day, and there's no way that it's, I mean, it's diminishing.
Well, yeah,
returns.
By that fifth episode, you're going like, okay, well, you're actually just stretching. Like, you know, we did this for a while. We did one show a week, 1 hour, and then we expanded to 1.5 hours, and then we started doing 2 a week, and we kind of slowly expanded outward, and it's still really fun. If it wasn't fun, I wouldn't do it. And to be honest with you, that's projected onto the people that are listening to it. I was listening to Mike Feeney and Mike Cannon's podcast, right? Mm-hmm. And those guys, they have a fucking blast with each other. They had a really good show. They had a really funny show, and they make each other laugh, and they're having a good time in the room. And that's a major difference. Like, that's what I hear with Cumtown, is you guys are making each other laugh. And if you're not doing that, typically it's just kind of a fucking shitty show.
Yeah.
You know, if you guys are just kind of sitting there like, here's my point.
Sure.
But yeah, I think you guys are doing a fucking great thing. Very happy to have you here. Let's get some plugs out of the way. Speaking of Cumtown, let's get some plugs, Shannon. Bringing it back. My favorite band in high school.
Who is this?
System of a Down.
Oh, shit.
Wasn't that late for you, for high school?
I went to high school until I was 25.
Oh, okay. All right, cool.
No, no, no. They came out... I was in middle school
when this came out.
97.
They had a big resurrection later with that one album, but they've been around for forever.
They've been around for... This album came out in 1997. I saw them for the first time, Ozfest 97, second stage. Then I loved them. I was like, who the fuck is this band? Nobody knew who they were. They were like, what? Then I went to Birch Hill Nightclub in New Jersey. Like, Jersey douchebag club. It was like a nightclub every night of the week, except once in a while, hardcore promoters and metal promoters would rent it out.
Yeah.
So there's all these, like, Guido fucking bouncers that are used to just fucking, like, partying with fucking... They hated these fucking metal kids.
I love that System of a Down is the only reason I know about the Armenian genocide.
Yeah, that's 100% the truth.
It'd be like if Insane Clown Posse was responsible for, like, my knowledge of Auschwitz. Like, I didn't know about Auschwitz until Violent J did that song about trains.
If you listen to their lyrics, they're so political. It kind of reminds me of, like, Rage Against the Machine. I have no fucking clue. They're my favorite band because I like the squeaky sounds they made.
Yeah.
I like the weird shit they did.
Rage was like my favorite band when I was 11, same, 12.
I used to love them.
But did you like the message when you were 11 or 12?
Fuck you, I won't do what you tell me. Yeah.
This is why they should kill themselves, because they have 11-year-olds listening to their message and fucking going, yeah, I'm into that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was me. Yeah.
Yeah.
But fuck you, I won't do what you tell me. That's like profound when you're 12.
Yeah, because it did, you know, look, they were talking about the fucking government and tyranny and some other crazy shit.
They were talking about your stepdad. No, they were like a communist band.
Yeah, I don't really, like I said, I didn't pay attention to any of the lyrics or anything. I didn't really get it. I was too dumb to...
You know what I was like that with Rush for the longest time?
Does Rush have a message?
Rush is like a libertarian band.
No.
A word?
Yeah,
what's Tom Sawyer really about?
I don't know. Not Tom Sawyer.
It's about Tom Sawyer.
What if Tom Sawyer lived today? You know? I thought that was like a cool concept. But
his friend is Nigger Jim.
Yeah, he'd be mad about how he can't say the N-word anymore. Yeah.
He can't hang out with Jim anymore.
Oh, shit. Plugs, Nick Mullen, Cumtown. What else? Anything else you got to plug?
No, that's it.
Eli Sayers on Twitter, Eli Sayers on Instagram, on YouTube, Rude AF with the Rude Boys, and Burn Ballads.
Twitter and Instagram, Zach is not funny. My movie is going to be screening in July in New York. I can't say the date yet, but if you message me, I will tell you what weekend to keep over to keep open. We're doing a big premiere party in July.
Was this another Troma thing?
Return to Nukem High Volume 2.
So what's the deal with that?
We made two movies in a row with back-to-back, and it's like Volume 1, Volume 2, like Kill Bill.
Okay.
And it's been like 5 years for two to come out because of a bunch of shit, so very excited.
You don't have any sponsored like streaming services, do you? Like video content?
What do you mean?
Well, would you recommend Shudder? I was thinking about buying Shudder, and I don't know if it's worth it.
I would try it for a month. I think you'll run out of good stuff in the free month.
What's Shudder?
It's a horror movie streaming service.
Oh, I get it. So like, you know, like a CISO or like one of those.
Kind of. I mean, I have Sling, but I'm about to cancel it.
What does Sling specialize in?
Sling is just
all movies about retarded people.
Yeah.
It's pretty incredible.
Sling Blade, Sling Blade 2.
My Left Foot.
Yeah, yeah.
What was the one movie where the girl that was it was a weird movie, dude. Christina Ricci fucks a retard.
Forrest Gump?
No.
Casper.
Is
it Pumpkin?
That's a type of retarded.
Dude, if you died, would you come back as a retard ghost? You'd have to come back.
Yeah, your brain doesn't work.
I mean, technically, dead people have every disease.
Well, zombie,
if you looked at a dead body, you would, okay, it's like, can it think good? No, so it's retarded.
Yeah.
Does it have an immune system? No, so it's, you know, it has some immunodeficiency.
Yeah.
I mean... Not really, but
not every disease. It's a very scientific way to look at it.
In a roundabout way, make a point about how a ghost is technically retarded. Then yes.
And zombies too, right? Every zombie movie is a bunch of retards walking.
Well, zombies are actually retarded.
They're just legitimately retarded.
Their brains are rotting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Their brains are rotting.
Yeah.
Okay. And what's happening is they become, I think the first stages of zombiehood is retard. Like you immediately become like, just like an autistic kid. Like,
there are people among us.
You start like,
that'd be great if there was a zombie movie where they're like, instead of like fire shooting them in the head, it's like just plastic. Give them plastic to chew on and eventually
give them
suffocate.
A fidget spinner. Fidget spinner.
That's the packaging for
forks and sockets.
A thing of baby carrots. Wait until they suck it into their mouth.
In Dawn of the Dead, they're all just outside of GameStop.
Yeah.
What happens if we could live 200 years longer and these retarded people, their brains are rotting, but eventually they just become zombies and they start eating other people. Mm-hmm. That's what could happen.
I mean, at the end of Shaun of the Dead, all the zombies had retard jobs. Pushing carts and stuff.
I feel like people are going to start dying earlier.
What'd you say?
I feel like people are going to start dying earlier.
It's later. I thought that our average lifespan was probably getting shorter because of all the processed foods and shit. But even since I was born, I looked this up for no reason like 2 days ago. I was like on Adderall and I was like, I need to figure out something. So I found in 1982 when I was born, it was like 73 was the average life expectancy in the US. Now it's like 79.
Yeah, but I mean the impact of like processed foods and shit and sedentary lifestyles and like we're not
the impact of the nuclear bomb that's about to hit this country.
Yeah, you're not gonna see any of that for another like 30 years.
Yeah,
so
that's a good point.
It's like
I think we're seeing that now though, because the rise in cancer and all this other shit. I think you're seeing it now. Like people that are eating, like we grew up eating Cap'n Crunch, dude.
Yeah.
And now our dicks are falling off with HPV, and I don't think that's a coincidence. Yeah. That wasn't an issue like back in the day. Or I guess it was. They didn't really give a fuck, though.
Yeah, they didn't give a fuck.
I think it was diagnosing shit. I think herpes, probably 200 years ago, herpes was probably nothing. Like, herpes was just like,
it's
hey.
It's a rash.
Yeah,
it
I
should
got a rash
nothing.
On my
dick. That should be nothing.
Yeah, because people were dying of syphilis.
Yeah.
So herpes, you give like, a shit about herpes. Yeah.
Medical technology keeps on advancing, too, and that, like, along with it.
Well, it also, it like, research for that specifically dropped off, like, when HIV became a thing. Like, HPV, all the other STDs, it was like, oh, these aren't really, I mean, now we have
I agree. It's kind of weird. I think
mega
that they need to.
STD.
First of all, I think they came up with a cure for AIDS recently, didn't they?
No, there's like treatments that do work.
I read something on IFL. I fucking love science stuff.
Yeah, they do. There was a guy named the Berlin patient is what they call him. They did a complete bone marrow transplant, and you'll like this.
Just a flamboyantly gay German guy.
Yeah. Well, you'll like this is that there's a certain mutation of like I think it's like the CCR5 allele or whatever that people from Northern Europe possess that it's like the theory is
pull up a map of Europe for a second. I'd love to see what Northern Europe means.
It goes
Sweden.
Yeah,
so Aryans, they're talking basically. About we're talking about
the good countries.
Well, the point is that it they think it goes back to like the Black Plague, and this gene that people develop to fight off like the plague now makes it so that they can't contract HIV, or if they can, that the virus is undetectable in their system and has no impact. So there's
so super whites.
Super whites are, some of them are completely immune to HIV. Mm. So they did a complete bone marrow transplant on this guy in Germany, and like after 2 years, the virus was undetectable in his system.
So they did bone marrow transplant with a super white. But who's giving up their super white bone marrow to one of these lowly blacks?
Brooklyn open micers.
So Norway, Sweden, Finland, Estonia, Latvia, all those motherfuckers.
That's like Viking genes, though. Like, yeah, they're the best white people.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, they're no joke, dude. Of course. They're good looking. They're blonde. They have blue
like
eyes.
Big and strong, like the dudes,
I mean, you look at a blue-eyed blonde woman, right? And you just see it, and you're like, you're better than the others. Like, yeah, I'm not even into blondes. Physically, I'm not even like I'm not attracted to a blonde like sexually more. I think I like brunettes more. I'm kind of like into that, right? Uh-huh. But either way, I look at a blonde sometimes and I'm like, you're just fucking pure. You're better. Whatever's happening with your face and your pigment and your eyes and you look into a blue eyes, like really nice, like icy blue eyes. It's like you're looking at an angel. Some shitty fucking muddy brown eyes. You have shit eyes,
dude.
Nick.
Do, yeah. Well, the only thing where Hitler was wrong, and I'm not meaning to disparage Hitler here, but like...
Whoa. Cut his mic.
The only thing, argument against Hitler...
I get one.
No, don't get me wrong. Look, I'm the biggest Hitler fan you'll meet, but the only argument is how hot mixed people are. Right?
Yeah, I agree.
Mixed people are just the hottest people.
They're good-looking people.
Yeah.
But we're talking about... being better, right? So that's one element.
Or blonde whites are smarter.
Let me explain to you something, okay? As a human being, we're machines, okay? And one element of that machine is the way that machine looks. You know what I'm saying? This fucking computer right here, this design right here is just one element of it, okay? But then there's functionality. And mixed race people function like they have some dirty blood. I'm one of them. I know I'm speaking from the perspective of one of these people. We're not doing good. We need to model our lives closer to that of the nice Viking whites of the North who aren't contracting AIDS.
Yeah.
Not only can't they contract AIDS, they wouldn't because they're not living their lives that way.
I mean, they pretty much invented rape. That's all Vikings did.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, they're not going around fucking dudes, though.
Yeah, and we're also, we're not raping sickly-looking bitches.
You're probably more likely to get AIDS from raping a woman. Oh, man, this is good territory to go into. You're probably more likely to get AIDS from raping a woman.
Because you'll tear her up and there'll be blood.
Uh-huh, exactly.
And you don't got time to put a condom on.
There will be blood. Isn't that what the premise of that movie was about?
That's what it was.
I didn't see the movie, but that's what I was saying.
There will be blood,
Do not drink that milkshake.
Uh-huh. It's a Viking raping a woman and getting AIDS. I never did my plugs, Shannon. It's fine. Don't leave the music on. I'll just say real quick. GomezComedy.com. GomezComedy on Instagram. Got a bunch of shit coming up. Skankfest, obviously. Follow SkankfestNYC on Twitter. And we're giving away free tickets every Monday and Friday because it sold the fuck out. Cometown's going to be there. Fuck yeah.
Oh, sure. What's the date? I got to put that on the calendar.
You're not?
No, it's okay.
Fuck.
I told you I can only be there. I told y'all when I emailed y'all. I can only be there one night. So, like, I don't want to, like.
It was Friday, right?
Yeah, and I don't want
to. You might be able to get on something.
All right,
what's the actual date?
No worries.
The 23rd through 25th. I think you guys are on Sunday.
Okay.
Y'all doing a live come town?
I guess.
That's sick.
You can do whatever you want with your time, technically. Oh, okay. Don't be an asshole. I shouldn't have said that. I shouldn't have said that.
If there's one person you shouldn't say that to.
Because if you don't hire a homeless person to just jerk off in the room, you've really missed an opportunity.
So Aaron Glazier's going to be there, huh?
Where at?
Come down live?
If you're allowed to do whatever you want, then yeah.
It's just
videotape. I don't know if I can afford Aaron.
We thought of the Wildcats, my group, when we did our last show, we thought about booking Aaron Glazier for our last one.
He won't answer. I tried to get all these guys. Every time some shit like that happens, I try to get the person on.
Uh-huh.
Because who knows? Shot in the dark. We'll see what the fuck happens. Like Jamie Kelsey, and I texted him. I fucking, you know, but no, nothing.
And he, yeah. Well, Glazier, we just figured it would ruin the show. Like, there would just be a riot. And then we wouldn't get to do our show. I think everyone would just be like, what the fuck?
They wouldn't care.
You don't think so?
They would love it. They would love to listen to it. They're all whores. They're all liars.
Yeah, dude, they're all phony.
They're all liars. They would all listen.
But their phoniness might make them be like, well, I can't be seen in this room.
Fuck it and suck it, bitch. That's what I say. Right? Go
home. As a man who does a podcast with a rapist twice a week.
The rapist.
The Puerto Rican rapist.
Yeah.
Rape J-ist.
All right, speaking of trying to get people on the show, I'm currently in the process. We just reached out to the Philly Comedy Club, Helium Comedy Club chick. Colleen, what's her last name?
Campbell.
Pull up the video. You've seen the video, right?
Yeah, we saw it. Yeah,
I have no idea.
You don't know this?
Shut up.
I don't.
Nick, where have you been for the past 2 days?
I've just been in bed, man. I don't fucking get up.
You needed to get the fuck out. The problem is you're banned from all social media.
Yeah, he got banned from watching YouTube.
So he has no reason. They banned him from the internet.
Yeah.
So, all right, pull it up on the big screen. Right up here, Nick. You can watch it up here, buddy. I've got to crane your neck.
So she's hot, so I don't care what she's done. Number one, I'm on her side.
Yes.
I don't know what her asshole boyfriend's doing. I wouldn't
treat her like
that.
I'll take my $70 and I'll swallow that you guys are fucking cock suckers. Okay?
Oh, you see? Hold on. Go. Can you go back to the way she said suckers and held it? And I want you just to realize that I can come to this moment. I haven't yet, but I will. Go ahead.
Okay? I did not do shit. I stood there and laughed in the rest of the audience like I should. Okay? I did not disrupt anybody.
Okay, I laughed.
Okay.
I was laughing at every joke.
The show was mad because I said his necklace looked like some anal fucking.
Your necklace looks like anal beads, you
fucking
fig.
Look at this dumb asshole trying to shake the cop's hand.
Or what, motherfucker?
Look at him.
Lick my asshole. How about that?
Yes!
Piece of shit. That's why nobody likes fucking fleas.
That's okay, ma'am. I don't worry about it.
Yeah, that's why people don't like the police.
This is the only time I've been mad at police.
Because they do their job sometimes.
Oh, look, she spit in the manager's face.
She
spit in the manager's face.
Who's the manager?
Oh, she tried to spit on me.
Oh, she tried to. He looks like me if I let my hair grow in.
You know what's funny? That's like one of the best clubs in the country, and that's the only time I've like had an issue with an audience member is at Helium. They're usually the fucking best, but
look at this. So they end up arresting her. That's fine. All right, so you can stop it. So yeah, she gets arrested.
I hate these asshole cops, man.
Okay, listen to me. I'm gonna tell you right now. I fucking love her.
Yeah.
I mean, I love her. Pull up her mugshot, dude. Am I crazy? Is she not fucking... Look at her. Look at her. She's a fucking angel. Okay? Yeah. Now, I'm going to be honest with you, okay? Apparently, she came out, she did an interview saying she thinks somebody slipped something in her drink at the club. She said...
She also said she had one drink and then was like, well, actually, I was at the bar I work at and I had a few
Zach,
drinks
shut
there.
The
someone
fuck
someone
up.
Slipped some alcohol in her cup and...
Yeah. Look at...
So it's not
me.
Her fault.
Listen to me, okay? Once in a while...
Somebody roofied her Wawa hoagie.
Once in a while... A beautiful woman, you know, the elements in the world, they get to her, you know, and I understand
Once in
that.
A while?
Yeah, yeah. It's hard to be a beautiful woman, okay? And, you know, in life, can I tell you why it's hard to be a beautiful woman? Because everyone's telling you constantly that it's easy to be a beautiful woman, you know? And that in itself, is that not like the hardest thing ever?
China? I guess. I don't understand.
That's like for all white people.
I don't know what even happened in that
I'm
video.
I'm just trying to get her on the show.
Yeah,
I know.
I don't.
Not like, just trying to get her on the show.
Here's what happened. She got kicked out of the club because she was speaking too loudly at her table to her friends.
Sure.
And they kept on coming over to tell her. Then she apparently like punched and kicked like five staff members as they ejected her.
I feel like
club.
That happens like every week at every comedy club in America.
It's just not a story, really. It's just kind of like, all right, that happens. But the point that I'm making, and she was also, check this out.
Yeah.
She was an on-air news reporter for like Philly fucking KP5.
And she announced that.
This is Philly
in this
fucking
video.
KP5 news.
She yeah. said,
"We're fucking. You're watching the fucking news, and this is Philly news."
Yeah, why are you watching the news at 7 p.m. on a Friday night? What are you, a faggot? Get out of your house, bitches. Yeah. Get fucked up. She takes her shoe off, throws it at the screen.
Here's the news. This Mind your own fucking business. You stupid asshole.
This weather sucks.
Yeah, it's fucking rainy outside, and my hair looks like shit. That's the weather. All right, back to this black guy.
You're watching KUNT.
Well, she announced where she works in this video, which is kind of stupid.
Yeah, well, I mean, it was going to be found out anyway. These things, there's no way to... Here's the thing. You don't even think about that. If you get into a fight today, like, it's going to be on the internet.
Yeah.
You better win that fight.
Or just walk away. Yeah, dude, that's the thing.
You
don't
better
like,
win that fight. You're going to be embarrassed in front of everybody, dude.
Here's the thing. She was being a bit of a handful, but I don't like any time anyone loses a job over some weird shit like this.
Yeah, it wasn't work. You know, she wasn't at work.
It has nothing to do with it. It's really just like people who want to see someone get taken down. Yeah, it's like the commenters who are like, they're not accomplishing anything with their lives, so they just feel good by feeling like they're taking someone down and be like, yeah, she lost her job.
The people
this
that want to get
person.
Her fired are the people that don't have the confidence to act like that in public.
Yeah.
They're
the
ones that are that on the inside.
Yeah, they're doing that, actually. They're doing worse than that, actually.
Yeah.
They're doing worse. She's
she
just
took
trying
nobody's,
to spit in the face of a lowly comedy club manager. They
she's
are
not taking
garbage.
His, yeah, she's not
have
taking
his paycheck.
Have you
ever met a comedy club manager that you fucking like? Please.
Don't
except
burn
for the ones
bridges
that booked
there.
Me.
That's a great
except
club,
except for
dude.
At the Comedy Cellar in the Stand and New York Comedy Club and Stand Up New York.
And the Helium Philly.
Those guys,
those
too.
Those are great people.
They don't book me. So, you know, once they do, I'll retract that statement.
Have you asked? It's one of the best clubs.
Yeah, I have, actually. Yeah. I fucking have. And I had to go do the Raven Lounge instead. So, you know, I'm on her side.
That's also a fun room.
Raven Lounge is great.
It's always a great city.
The guy
comedy.
Who manages the Raven Lounge, he would welcome spit in his face because that's something happening in his life. Instead of him sleeping in the gutter and shooting heroin into his dick, now somebody's spitting on him, which is some sort of attention from somebody, which is much better than the life of running the Raven Lounge. Guys, I never want to work Philly again. I just decided.
Really? Do you not?
No,
did you
I like Philly. I like Philly. But they are garbage people. It's a fact. That is one of my least favorite people that you'll meet is people from Philadelphia.
Yeah.
But I don't actually... Here's the thing. I agree with you. I don't think that they should be going after her job.
Yeah.
I also... Here's the funny part, right? Because we are fucking around here, and I know she is being an idiot. But I do defend this, right? In our angriest, stupidest, drunkest, whatever moment, right? You know, who knows? I don't know if this is her daily occurrence. I don't know if this is, you know, a once in a fucking blue thing. She got drunk and she got crazy, right? But if you had a video camera on me, every week there's a moment that is crazier than that with me personally.
I had five. I was
in LA with you for a week.
So I'm just saying, like, I've gotten there. Where, and I don't know, maybe she's justified. I don't know, maybe one of the waitstaff members goes, go fuck yourself, you dumpy cunt. And she was like, what? And she flipped the fuck. I don't know what happened. I'm just saying you have a video camera there. She's flipping out. She's upset. I'm not going to say end this woman's career because she got drunk and got kicked out of a comedy club and said some fucked up shit. She got arrested. That's what happened. She got arrested. And
that's
the punishment.
And embarrassed. Like, people, it's a punishment enough, I think, to have this broadcast to the whole country. I think that's enough punishment, honestly.
The point of all of it is I'm going to give her a podcast on the Gas Digital Network.
That would be
she
perfect.
Wants to come and do it.
Yeah, she can read the fucking news.
It'd be great. Yeah. If she would do the news on Skype.
Yo, have her do the naked roast.
Listen to me. Don't disrespect my future wife, Colleen.
Oh, I meant nothing by it.
Thanks.
No disrespect to Colleen or Hitler.
Sorry
if I offended anybody.
Not in that order.
Listen to me. If she wants to, I really mean this. I'm going to try to get her. I would have her do the new weather every week from Philly. She could just turn Skype on and do the weather on this show every week. I would pay her. I would do whatever it would take. I love her. She's so pretty. Is she not so pretty?
That would be great with Colleen with her. It's fucking raining. All right. Thank you, Colleen.
I'm honestly more attracted to her personality, to be honest.
If you close your eyes, that's when she really opens up. Okay, so let's...
There's one thing she could have called that cop to make me like her a little more.
Let's talk really quick about this chick. I don't know what the fuck this is. Somebody tweeted at me.
I'm pretty sure that's that cop's rank in the Philadelphia Police Department.
Wow. Holy shit.
You know, I'm a nigger now, but I'm working my way up to it. Soon enough, I'll be a beat cop.
Soon I get to be Bill Maher.
Well, he started as a target at the gun range. He had to work his way up.
Yeah, all that Mike Brown shit and all that, that was just hazing for new cops, new recruits.
Yeah.
Did you hear the story about that? There was like a cop in, I think it was South Dakota, or now I can't remember where it was, but there was a cop who got, it did like a 23andMe and found out he was like 20% black. And so, like, around the office, like, yeah, I'm the black guy. And he found out, and they were all joking about it, and they would make, like, you know, Kunta Kinte jokes at him.
Of course.
And then he had some falling out with his supervisors and, like, eventually left the police department and filed a discrimination lawsuit.
Because
he's like, I found out I'm black. And they've been, like,
pretty smart.
Making fun of me. But he's like, it's a white guy. You look at him, and he's like, not black at all.
It's hilarious.
You know, it's just, like, literally the results of, like, some fucking bullshit DNA test.
Yeah.
And well, that's now like, that has to go to trial.
Yeah, but you know, fuck it. Why not, right? Who gives a shit? I don't really care if they're suing cops and suing police stations. Good for them. You know? Who gives a shit?
Oh, I don't. Yeah, I don't care at
you
all.
You know, this
it's
whole,
a very it's funny story.
It's just funny. Yeah,
this whole
funny.
System is designed to, you know, you take advantage of where you can.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you have to fucking sue a couple cops. Don't sue an old woman, you know? Don't take an old woman's house. You know, but like, you know, I always talk about, like, I have no problem with somebody stealing from like a huge corporation. You go to Best Buy, walk up with a computer, zero problem with that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't even look at you as being a slightly bad person. I look at you as the same
kind of
with the same type of respect that I look at somebody that goes and works a 9-to-5. Like, you just it's a different thing. It's a different type of respect I have for you.
Yeah.
Well, the problem with doing that is, like, you know, it's okay to steal from Best Buy or whatever. There's some loss prevention person that makes like $20,000 a year that gets like written up for it, and then, you know, they
That's
face
true.
Consequences.
When I was
you're still hurting people by stealing.
What if they actually like whip Best Buy employees in the back every time something's stolen? They get like 10 lashes.
Did you see the thing that came out today from Hillary Clinton's book from like 96 or whatever, that apparently she just had slaves, and she admitted it in her book when she was in the Arkansas governor's house. They had prison inmates that would work in the house like slaves. You know, they had like house slaves and then
labor
slaves.
They didn't
slaves.
Get paid? Or?
No, of course not. They didn't get paid, but it was like an alternative to being in prison.
No, I think that,
I mean, that's
kind of
nice.
You get paid,
over...
though. In jail, though, no, I think you get paid.
But it's like a dollar a day.
Yeah.
Wait, just for being in jail?
No. If you do
if you
work.
Have a job.
Oh, okay.
No. Print license plates and
okay,
shit, you get paid.
You get a little bit of money.
You get a little bit of money. It goes into your commissary.
A dollar a day. That's almost like worse. That's almost like more insulting.
It's more than most comedians make.
Yeah. It's more than I've made in the last week in comedy.
It's, you know, why are we looking down at inmates?
I'm not looking down at inmates.
You know?
I'm looking down at Hillary Clinton.
Who would be printing your license plates?
What?
If we didn't have inmates.
People company. That need jobs instead of using prison slave labor
very
to do
small,
it.
Very small-minded way to think, Nick.
No, that's a good way
what
to
are
think.
These
I'm trying to create
doing?
Jobs.
What are these prisoners doing? They're sitting there.
Yeah.
You
They're
know?
Prisoners. What are they supposed to do?
They get to volunteer. I guarantee you they got to volunteer to go to a house.
Oh,
house
yeah,
slaves.
Of course. I'm sure they were volunteers.
Yeah, I'm sure they really wanted it.
Yeah.
They get to go
it's
there.
Better than
they
sitting
to,
in a prison and being raped by blacks all day.
Yeah, but that's
a goddamn nightmare.
They get to
how,
go in.
You're hanging out with the Clintons. They're pretty well known, Nick.
She'll probably
that's
teach-
not how slavery works. If your options are being raped all day or doing forced labor.
Going into a nice house.
I mean, you could say the same thing about actual slaves from plantation times is that, oh, well, you know, they wanted to be there. If obviously, it's better than being hunted down and murdered
in the jungles
of
Africa.
It's not better than being
I would rather. I would rather be picking cotton in like a nice, you know, southern, you know, fucking warm, hot summer day, some iced tea possibly at the end of the day.
You're not getting iced tea.
Then hunting lions.
No, he's saying he would look like iced tea.
Then hunting lions in the fucking African jungles. That sounds like a nightmare. You know, where do you think you have more of a chance of surviving? Fucking lions or slave owners?
Yeah, but you got to be free.
If you had to fight one, a lion or a slave owner, who
are
you
Let's put it this way. Let me ask you this. In
Lewis
prison,
would start a Mandingo fighting podcast.
In prison. Let's say your options are like to be raped constantly or to be beaten to death. Which one do you choose?
Ooh.
Because that's like a better question about
I'd
what
rather
freedom
death.
Is. Would you consider yourself free and making decisions and those consequences?
Freedom isn't free, Nick. That's the point of all of this.
No, yeah, sure, but they're like you can carve out like some definition of liberty and identify situations in which people have a choice and they have an opportunity to
live a free life, in which they don't.
Okay.
And prisoners being like forced to work because the alternative is being beaten up in jail is that's not freedom.
So yeah, okay, fine. I'm not saying it's freedom, but they're not free technically if they're prisoners. Are you saying abolish prisons?
No, but I think prison labor is a form of slavery. And it's
I don't know, not if they're being paid and not if they're volunteering. But you know,
I have what they're getting paid.
Ooh, thank you, Shannon, with the fucking facts.
It's between 16 and 93 cents an hour. And,
oh, I thought you were going to say dollars.
No, and they take
out... I'm going to prison right now.
They take out taxes. So they say, on average, they make between $5 and $8 a week.
Dude, that's such a slap in the face that they take taxes
They're
out.
They're rotting in a fucking cell. You know, what are you going to do? I don't know. They're going to sit there and fucking do push-ups all day?
Yeah.
Go make a little dough. Make a little scratch. Buy some cigarettes.
Start a podcast.
Look, if you're here's the thing for me, I think
prisoners should be able to have podcasts.
They should be able to podcast. I'd listen to that. Great. I would listen to that.
At least the most personable one.
In fact, podcasting is sort of becoming a prison in its own way for me.
That's hilarious. Prisons could be called Cumtown.
Yeah. Well, accurate.
They're cum cities. Look, if I was a prisoner, I would very quickly take over and become like fucking.
You'd be in charge of the cigarette system, like selling things. And
yeah, dude, I'd have like little.
You'd be a
fucking
businessman there, yeah.
You know, hot little fucking, you know, petite black boys holding onto my fucking pockets.
Yeah.
At least two or three of them. You know, and I'm not a tough guy like that. Like, it's not like I could go beat some fucking prisoners' asses. Yeah.
It's not about your physical stature. It's all about how many movies you've seen and what you've read on the internet about surviving prison.
Yeah, so how many UFC posters I can put in my cell?
Yeah.
If I show them?
I'm going to have, like, a bunch of sneakers and, like, a big cell phone from the 1980s on display in my cell.
What would you do if you went to prison, Nick? Let's say you got...
I would say I have AIDS. I was just about to say
that. Yeah, I was about to say that. If you say you have AIDS, that might be your best defense.
I don't think you could just make that up. They test you.
But the prisoners don't know that.
No, but you.
No, but if I got arrested, the first thing, like, so I didn't get...
You mean you'd admit that you have AIDS?
Yes. I'd say I have AIDS.
Or just get AIDS. Your own cell.
Yeah. I'd fuck Nick.
Yeah, I don't know. I would probably just try to keep my head down and have to fight people if they tried to fight me. I mean, I'm not gonna back down from. I mean, if your options again are like fight somebody or get raped, I'm not gonna like. Dude, well, okay,
but
I'll take.
You're
gonna
here to fight somebody and get raped.
Yeah, that, you're just gonna be beat up.
Well,
while
at least
raped.
I get to think that I did something. I mean, if you just
and it's
let
a little
somebody,
less hot for them now. Yeah, just now, be like, so look.
Yeah, they want to fight you. They want to fight you before they fuck you.
No,
that's foreplay. That's foreplay for a prisoner.
No.
Beating you up and then
they want to kiss you on the mouth and go, let's make it quick, okay? they want to come. Like, here's the thing. All guys want to come within, like, 2 minutes. If we're fucking you any longer than that, we're not like, we just want to come, right? So this is the same thing with prisoners, okay? They want to go in and out nice and quick. If you fight them, you're going to get beat up, and then it's going to be a very long raping.
Yeah.
So it's actually a bad move to fight unless you're really getting Jack
Diesel.
It
is efficient, yeah, like, 2 minutes. I didn't even think about that. It would be like 2 minutes. You're already in the shower. So they are all about like efficiency.
Dude, work before you go in. Literally start using butt plugs and loosen your asshole when you get in.
Yeah, bring some lube in.
Make it so you can.
I don't think what's going to happen if you tell somebody you have AIDS is you're just going to get raped by somebody that has AIDS.
Yeah. Oh, cool.
you're going to really get AIDS.
Yeah.
But then also, if you work your asshole to be loose enough, then all the guys are going to be like, yeah, dude, I don't want to rape Nick. His asshole's
fucking,
you can't even feel anything.
If it gets all busted, that's a good point, dude.
Yeah, yeah. So that's another smart way
to do it. Or if you could just always shit when they're doing it.
Or I tell the doctors that
but they're black. They can't even see it. They just think it's...
they think
their dick got bigger.
What you do is you tell the court system that you are trans. You say specifically that you are... masculine identifying, homosexual, transgendered, which means...
This is the only upside of this stupid fucking system.
Yeah. You've done your research.
Which means that I identify as a woman, but I present masculine, and I'm attracted to women. So then they have to put me in the women's prison.
Incredible.
And then I'm the king of
rape. And then you get to rape everyone.
Sorry,
the queen of rape. I forgot my pronouns for a second.
The princess of rape. Come on, treat yourself. Listen to me, Nick. That is a brilliant idea.
Yeah.
That's a brilliant...
That's really...
Which is
idea.
Why I'll be respected in prison for being a master tactician.
Yeah, you shouldn't waste your time printing license plates.
I'll be the guy planning the escapes and the riots by exploiting trans identities. Here's what we do. We tell all the guards they're trans, and then we become trans, and then the guards have to trans back again.
And while everyone's looking down at their hands wondering what's going on,
we just walk
we run.
We just leave.
Yeah.
Are there people in prison you think that make you fuck them? You know what I mean? Like catchers, they like to be fucked in the butt, so they just make you. They force you. You never see that in movies.
Hard, but that would be impossible because you'd have to get hard.
You fucking better, or you're in trouble, right? But you never see that in movies.
Now under the threat, the extra pressure of getting beat up. Now my dick is going into my body. It's reverse hard.
Yeah. You know, well, maybe they just force it anyway, even if it's all soft and shit.
Just mash their asshole in your soft dick. Not even that bad. I would do that without a fight.
What they do is they rape you first.
It's just fun. We're dancing.
They rape you first, and then you go to kill yourself. So you hang yourself in your cell.
And you get an erection,
which makes your dick hard. And then they just run up and they
death erection.
Yeah, and then they fucking.
That's our tag team.
That's a title.
Oh, okay.
That's our tag team when we go.
Well, then they stick. They reverse rape you while you're trying to kill yourself, and then they pull you down.
And then they cut you, and you're you fucking faggot.
And it's just like the best you've ever come in your life.
Uh-huh. And then you're like, this was great.
Yeah, this is amazing.
Why was I fighting this?
Yeah, that's how Robin Williams died.
Yeah. All right, so there's this woman that what's her name?
Carlene, I think.
This hairy bitch.
Morgan McCanus.
Oh, hold on.
Is that her?
Yeah, Morgan McCanus.
Oh, Philly Helium Girl's not the hairy bitch?
No, dude, this is crazy. Look, pull this bitch up. She hasn't shaved in a year, anything. She's a fitness model. Look how pretty she is. Look at her fucking knees.
I didn't know you could get hair on your knees. Oh, wow.
I mean, dude, it's all...
That's so empowering.
It's fucking disgusting. I gotta be honest with you.
Yeah, dude, of course.
Look at her fucking happy trail. Remember in the 80s when we were watching porn in the 90s? Women would have...
In the 80s, when we were watching porn in the 90s, we were watching future porn.
We get what you're trying to say.
Old porn, you would see like...
We're watching Fox Capacitor.
You see a happy trail that went from her belly button to her pussy, but they would like shave it, but there'd be a line. That would happen a lot. You would see the line on a woman back in the day. And you don't see that line anymore.
I don't think there's anything wrong with that line, though.
That's disgusting.
That's when you were jacking off the cesarean scar ex-pregnancy videos.
Look, hairy legs, yeah, but that line, I don't see nothing wrong with a line.
I do.
It's like letting you know where to go.
I know where to go. Right.
Well, some of us aren't that fucking smart.
But look at her. Look how fucking ridiculous her body is, okay? This girl is just making herself. I don't know what it is. Shannon, read a little bit about it. Let us know what's going on. Is she a lesbian? Is she doing it to be empowered? Is she fucking...
About a year ago, she decided to stop shaving her body hair. Her commitment to conform to mainstream beauty and traditional femininity had driven her crazy, and her overplucked body now bore the scars of her chronic insecurity.
This is so stupid, dude. This is like...
I think she just knew that an article would be written about her if she did this, so she did it.
This is 100% for attention.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, it's like, who gives a shit?
Yeah, I can't. Yeah,
it's my chronic insecurity. That's, you don't have any kind of real problem.
She has no insecurity.
Diminish, like, you know.
Yeah, watching someone
mild
try
forms of mental illness such as depression or fucking anxiety, but like everyone I know deals with that.
Your biggest problem is that you, first of all, you're fucking you're rocking body, gorgeous face. She's a fucking dime piece, and your biggest problem in life is that you don't feel as if you can keep up with what the standards of beauty are. Okay, bitch, sure. Go fucking cry me a river.
Yeah.
Go cry me a river. And now what she's gone and done is she's taken the only thing likable about her, which is the fact that she is sexy, and she's destroyed that.
Yeah, most sexy people, that's their most interesting personality trait.
Sometimes you find a hot chick and then she's like fucking funny, or she's, you know, she's interesting, or it's never funny.
It's
they have a good sense of humor.
Or she's getting kicked out of comedy clubs.
But I think it goes for dudes or women. Just the more attractive you are, probably that's the most interesting thing about you. And like taking all these beauty standards away, you're taking the one thing they have over people like us who are fucking uggos but kind of funny or whatever.
Yeah, the best thing going for me is I have PlayStation now. That's my best personality. Yeah,
but that's us trying to take something away from them.
I'm not an uggo. Nick's not an uggo.
Well, me and Zach are fucking
don't
weird.
Put us in the category of whatever the fuck you guys are. You fucking...
Yeah, but we don't like know how to dress ourselves.
Yeah, you're not as hot as like
fucking...
But we're not uggos.
Yeah, but we couldn't...
I can crush hot puss, okay?
Yeah, but you still have to talk to them. The problem is like there's like I have to go do these commercial auditions.
Yeah.
And I'm surrounded by these people that are like they know how to dress themselves and they know how to like present themselves. And then
they slate us
and I just look like complete shit. I look like I'm sick, but I always look this way.
Yeah, but that's also kind of your thing, because I think certain girls, I remember back in the day, Brad Pitt did like an interview where he admitted he sometimes would go 2 or 3 days at a time without showering.
Yeah.
This is right around like the Legends of the Fall time, because my mom, who was a pig, loved Brad Pitt and had a Legends of the Fall poster in her room. Wow. And I'm like, you're just disgusting. You're just rubbing your pussy to this poster. Like, I was at an age where I was masturbating to like shit. And I was like, oh, yeah. Why else would you have a poster of Brad Pitt with his chest all out, like looking at the camera?
They
would
covered up the hole that would lead from my room into my mom's room.
What are you doing, Mom? That's also something that stopped happening, like posters. That's not a thing anymore.
Yeah.
I don't think it is, right? Like Spencer's, you can't go to Spencer's and flip through the posters and buy
Spencer's
them.
The Spencer's in fucking Union Square finally went out of business. I was waiting for that. For
there was a Spencer's in Union Square?
Yeah, like two or three blocks south on Broadway. There was
no
like
idea.
There was a Spencer's Gifts. Yeah. Every time I would pass it, I was like, how is that possible?
Yeah.
How is this possibly staying in business?
Yeah.
Me and Lewis are going, how have we not known there was a Spencer's that we could have been hanging out at this
you
whole time?
You feel excluded?
Oh, like my God, dude. I had no glow-in-the-dark stars from my ceiling for the past 22 years of my life. And it's infuriating.
Yeah. Spencer's is a store for like 10-year-olds to go into and be like, man, this is going to be really cool when I hit puberty.
Yeah. Yeah.
When I finally know how to jack off, all this stuff's going to appeal to me.
And then when you finally can jack off, you're like, oh,
this
porn.
The dumbest shit.
Yeah, why would I want fucking
a boobs mug?
Yeah.
I want to drink my Kool-Aid out of a boobs mug. I used to
go there and buy like all my family members' gifts for no reason. Like I'd get like it would be my aunt's birthday and I'd be like over 60 and feeling nifty.
Yeah.
Like one of those like shirts.
Right.
And she'd be like, why the fuck the fuck is wrong with you?
I need a lava lamp and
Lewis,
a Charlie's
we're Puerto Rican,
Angels
I'm 32.
But no, my mom loved Brad Pitt, and I remember when he said that, she was like, I think it's just so sexy that he doesn't even care. Like that, not giving a fuck. Shannon,
yeah,
is that a thing?
But he's gorgeous,
like
though.
That wouldn't apply to very many. That wouldn't apply to a lot of men, though.
No, but
he's
just
gorgeous.
Nick's a handsome guy, so you're not caring. But you're not caring, I'm saying, kind of almost plays into your thing.
No, cause I'm like kind of autistic, and I got dandruff on my shirt all the time.
That's
like,
weird.
I'm like a gross person.
Okay,
but in a traditional sense. Not
Shannon,
in like a
what do you think? Am I crazy here? Is there a niche for a dirty guy that's a good looking guy, but he's a little bit like unkept?
I don't think so. Like I'd rather the guy be a little less good looking. And just be, at least just be clean, that's all.
There you go.
Yeah.
I like sometimes I'll fuck a chick and she'll have body odor. And it gets me going.
Yeah, nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, I like it. A little BO on a bitch. Yeah.
I like smelling a girl's armpits the day after she was drunk.
Yeah.
And she's got like the alcohol
smell. I like when they smell like gasoline.
So this chick, she has his hair now and... It hurts me inside to look at it. It makes me want to puke. I fucked a chick once with armpit hair, and I didn't have a problem with that. But the entire body is just kind of like, come on.
Yeah.
Come on. And in a weird way, I got to be honest with you, the armpit hair didn't bother me partially because it was gross, and it kind of turned me on because it was gross. But it was part of the appeal. Like, the same thing with, like, body odor, like... It's disgusting, so I'm kind of like, I don't know.
The thing about that is, like, physically, it's not gross to me, but the...
That's because it looks like your legs.
Yeah.
But it's crazy. If you start just seeing the legs and then scroll up... Like
Joe List is here.
It looks photoshopped.
Well, that, like, signals a personality that I think would be kind of obnoxious.
Oh, yeah.
That it's like, I'm making a statement by...
Yeah, there's no way she wouldn't mention it.
Leg hair girl of Instagram. It's like I have no interest in.
Let me ask you this. I had a girl say this to me, and I want to get your opinions on this.
Stop. No.
Yeah.
The right thing, Lewis.
The underlying point that, like, you know... there are, like, bullshit beauty stages, which is kind of true. I remember, like... Remember when girls started wearing the grandma pants again?
What do you mean?
High-waisted.
Yeah, hate it.
Every
man agrees that the waistline right around 1997, right around when that first system
like
of
the thongs were hanging out.
Down to the clit. Like the button would touch the clit. That's where it would button, right over the clit, and that's all it would be. And the button would come over the jean. So the jean would be right under the clit, basically.
Yeah.
It was incredible.
Those are the best.
Yep. Time ever for jeans. I do not know why we've ever changed from that style. We figured it out.
It's perfect.
We figured out the top of the mountain. But anyway, good.
Yeah, well, I'm saying, I mean, I guess me personally, like, I'll just eventually, I'll find whatever is popular attractive. So
you know, I mean, initially I was like, why the fuck would you wear pants like that? And then 7 months later, I was like, oh, yeah, she's probably
dudes,
pretty
we're
hot.
Dudes, we're just going to be horny. Yeah, no matter exactly. What's put in front of us. So, yeah, we're easy to adapt.
But you know what had happened, though? There was a switch here. And this is partially femininity. Partially femininity is that the women stopped being hot for us. There's a thing there right around the same time we're talking about, the turn of 2000, going in 2000, right? The internet, as soon as these bitches started being able to share ideas, that's when it really fucked us, right? Because then they were like, oh shit, whoa. We can come together. You didn't have to find some other fucking dyke in your town. There was like three of them that would come and like fucking get together. And
like talk. When the apes learned to talk in Planet of the Apes.
Yes, exactly. Back then, you had to find some crazy bitch who was really into femininity and feminism, right?
Yeah.
And then they'd have to get together and fucking, you know, have a meeting. And what the fuck? You're going to have five in a county? Well, not going to be very powerful.
Yeah.
Now they can get together and do it. And they all started becoming, the standards of beauty started to be being for each other. Instead of us.
Yeah,
back then, before the internet, it was just like they met dudes and they got attention from dudes. And the only way they got to know if they were hot was if a dude was telling them that they wanted to fuck them. Yeah. Now their dumb bitch friends can fucking click like on their pictures.
Well, I think a better way to look at it is rather than it being for
there is
other,
no better way.
Yeah, for other men or for other women. But people are always doing things regarding their appearance for other people as a whole. And that's motivated by mostly marketing and what you see other cool people doing.
Yeah.
And like this idea that femininity has changed, or they used to be hot for us and now they're hot for themselves. It's like, if you just look at marketing, I mean, marketing like commodified the whole feminism thing a while back. So you'll see, like, you know, like the underwear that you wear that you can like bleed in. It's like, because you're strong and powerful. It's like, no, you're just having a period. There's nothing strong about that at all, but that all gets rolled into the marketing. So even like lingerie, they'll advertise with like, you know, because you're a bold, independent woman.
And it's Captain America shield on your chest.
Right, yeah. You'll just go to jail if you walk around naked.
Of course.
It's a problem.
Well, you know, it's funny. They're trying to do this with men as well. I just read something the other day about them trying to appeal to different sects of men now, right? Like Axe Body Spray is launching a new like beta male line, which is so fucking hilarious to me.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, Axe Body Spray is the douchiest of all, but I know like Dove has like the dad collection.
There's no reason to use like Suave versus like Dove soap in the shower.
There's nothing. It's just
cost.
Soap.
Whatever the price is the only reason. It's,
but people will still buy the male version of products because it does like have to like
I wore for years. To this day, I still will sometimes. Mm-hmm. I'll buy female Dove deodorant.
I use trans soap, which is just piss.
What?
I use my trans face wash, which is my father's tears.
Yeah. I have my dick, which I kept in a little, little
brick. Oh, you mean your loofah?
Yeah.
I keep it in my butt,
my loose
and then
dick.
I take it out.
A jewelry box that I open up every morning. I hook it up to a little squirt gun, and I spray fine Polynesian urine all over my face. Out of my own dick. As a woman of the future.
Trannies. Oh shit! But it's so funny though that they market this stuff in a way. Yes, obviously it's just the packaging. We're dumb to even believe there's any difference. It's just fucking just another stupid formula, right? Whether it's man, woman, whatever. But even on another level, where you go, why are you trying to market to like beta males?
Because they have money. Because they have fucking money. They'll buy shit.
They don't deep down inside want to be the beta male.
Of course not. That's why
they want to fuck. They want to be the fucking dude. You remember the black guy and the fucking the big muscly dude in the
Old Spice.
The Old Spice. What's that guy's name? I forgot his name. Terry something.
But what
they want to be that. They want to be a big black dick motherfucker. Yeah, they want to be a big black dick motherfucker that's fucking chicks and riding a horse and having muscles and work out. Nobody wants to be the fucking beta. They're pretending to want to be that because they think that women want that.
Of course.
But deep down inside, their instinct is they want to be He-Man.
Yeah.
We all want to be He-Man still.
Well, they want to fuck, and they'll take any route to get there. But the reason all advertising is aspirational. So if they're saying, like, hey, here's soap for a beta guy, it's because it'll increase your status in society. Advertisers think that if somebody identifies as, you know, as you say, a beta or whatever, like a Hillary voter or whatever it is, the advertisers are thinking somebody sees an image of that guy and they see this guy as somebody that
has
I'm selling this
somebody
more.
That has more power. and whether that power is increased, you know, financial capital or social
capital.
Can I
say my problem with this?
What?
And because I look at things from a marketing perspective a lot, and I think I'm a fairly good promoter and marketer of myself and the network that we have here. People with advertising, people aren't that conscious. People aren't going through those steps in their head. They're not going like, well, I see that guy and that guy's like me. And what it is, it's a very quick kind of subconscious, fast-paced thing. So the idea of sex selling, it's like you don't even realize you don't see the color of the girl's eyes.
What does get a lot of thought put into it is all of the work that the advertising company.
I think everything Nick said is true, but the average person doesn't know that that's what they're responding
to. Yeah, I know.
You're right. They think it real quick, but if they broke it down.
But well, I think people don't sit around thinking critically about advertisements.
If you were to look at once these things, when the smoke clears on these things, okay, and I bet you they've done them in the past before, I bet you anything that they're not going to sell anywhere near as well as the douchebag versions of the
remember
products.
The Axe product? You remember the Axe commercials the way they used to be? Like, what's the Axe beta commercial? Like, a dude swarmed by hundreds of hot women complaining about the dude they're fucking to this guy. Like,
there's probably companies that are like just trying right now to figure out ways to capitalize on this, like, sort of new reactionary, like proud boy masculinity.
Yeah.
Like these alt-right guys. It's like, how can we advertise to them without explicitly aligning ourselves with them?
I don't see color.
Was that blackface spray? Self-tanner.
That's the Old Spice version.
Yeah, pull up an Axe body spray commercial. This is an old one.
Yeah, the one where it's like chicks just mauling dudes.
What is this? Yeah, those were great.
Remember those? Yeah, it made me want.
What is it? This is a new one. Well, look,
it's same deal, kinda.
Look, a hot chick. It's a tranny.
Hairy legs.
Axe body spray.
Is this a new one?
It's just a hot chick walking toward an ugly dude. I like that. All right. Yeah, and then she smells something in the air. There's all these normal, like, starts sucking his cock. Yeah, she does.
Wow.
She literally does.
Yeah, she's going
down. Fuck yeah. Fuck yeah. That's how a commercial should be.
That's a damn commercial right there.
That's a fucking
commercial. That's a damn
commercial. Suck and fuck. That is the way you should be selling to
men.
Bring up the new Axe commercial with Mike Lawrence.
Yeah.
That's how.
Why wouldn't you go see Wonder Woman?
Like, Mike, this is about Axe.
Yeah, I'll get to that. If you don't go see Wonder Woman, you're a piece of shit. That's the bottom line.
If you didn't cry at the thought of a woman directing Wonder Woman...
Axe body spray, that's how they should be, like, commercials for Rite Aid should be that. Hamburgers, that's just how they should sell everything.
But it is how they sell everything. Why are we running away from it? That's why Axe body spray, real estate of the week.
He's a real ass dude. He's got a bad
Axe body spray.
Real estate of the week.
Axe body spray. Did you say black body spray?
Yeah, I did.
What's
I thought we were having a moment of dead
it's
air.
It's called mace.
I panicked.
What's tranny axe? Just someone axing them.
It's the axe someone hits that the doctor uses. Axe wound body spray.
Oh shit. I like the fact.
Inability to face the facts. Body spray. I'm sorry. I think trans identities are real.
I think that this. What I like about it is that they're not trying to fucking manipulate me. They're not running away from what they are. They go, do you want to fuck hot chicks? Are you? And every man, except a select few, goes, yeah, I want to fuck hot chicks. Yeah, that's what I want to fuck.
Yeah.
You know, every man.
Well, the few who chose to be gay.
But why? You're casting a wide net there. Just think about marketing. You're just casting a wide net. You go, I'm gonna.
They still do that, but they do it. They do it by trying to appeal.
No, the specificity of it is becoming a problem. You can't break it down now. What we're gonna appeal to this guy and this guy.
Yeah,
and
you
this
can
guy.
Actually with social media. Like your ability to target certain segments of the population way more specifically.
Not with deodorant though. That's my problem.
Absolutely,
I don't
with
think
deodorant.
It's a good idea.
You're not. I mean, that ad is fine for television. If you're like just broadcasting it to a million people, you can put it on Spike TV. Yeah. If you have like a video pre-roll,
if we can get that's the show hooked on Spike up to TV, that's the top of the mountain for us.
Yeah, that's hooked up to somebody's like Facebook, and they know exactly who's fucking watching the video. I mean, you know, do you think if you put
I think that,
that some,
one is I think that one appeals more to the beta male than the fucking beta male version.
Well,
of that
you're
commercial.
Right. It can get really specific, but
no,
that,
because
that
here's the pussy getting mindset of the guy you called the beta male or whatever. Watching that, it's like, wow, this is disgusting. The way they objectify women. I'm gonna write a Medium post and break down this commercial and everything that's a problem with it in society at large. And then my hope secretly is that a woman will comment and say, I did a good job writing this, and then I'll slide into her DMs and eventually I'll get to fuck her.
Yeah.
And so it's still, you know, that. So it's like, okay, as an advertiser, then how do I go after that guy? The guy that wants to write this Medium post.
X for consent body spray.
Yeah, right.
That's another move, like sliding into the girl's DMs. I'm very bad about that. I'm not good at like, I feel like it's so transparent. Anytime. That if you just message a chick,
oh, it's a creepy.
Oh, hey, what are you
woman.
Doing? Like,
yeah,
I mean, you, what is going on? You think I want to talk to you?
Right. Exactly.
Do you really think I'm trying to?
This is
going
to be sound totally weird, and I never do this. But I just saw that picture of your cat, and it reminded me that that you have a pussy also. And
it's crazy. I don't understand, and that's the problem. It's about being a phony, right?
Yeah.
And I feel like it's so transparent when I do it that I go like, oh, she sees right through this. But in a weird way, I guess, garbage people, they kind of want that. Because I have girls that'll message me all the time, and I'm sure she kind of comes to the same conclusion. And I like it. I'm like, oh, yeah, I want to fuck.
Yeah.
But I don't want to be the one that kind of initiates it. It's a very weird thing.
Because it's so sexual. Just the phrase, slide into her DMs.
Yeah.
Well, you don't have to put it that way.
You're going wrong.
Slide into her dick moisturizer.
Yeah, it's very difficult to slide if she doesn't want it. But if you jam into her DMs, you really...
Jesus.
If you really get it in, if you try hard enough, you can get it in there.
If you hold a knife to her inbox.
Jesus Christ.
So
try to get inbox.
What, Shannon, let's talk about this real quick. Let's guess the news.
It's time for another edition of Guess the News.
I have to know more information. I shouldn't have read just this headline. From the headlines that I've read, this man is innocent. He is the victim.
Man, these guys don't know shit.
Trial of the century, Bill Cosby. It started. It happened 2 days ago. Sorry, I didn't even know it started. I remember that the Cosby trial was supposed to start, and then I Googled it this morning. I was like, Cosby trial, and they're like 2 days ago. We're going into day three right now.
Yeah. Oh, I saw pictures and thought it was just old pictures of the OJ trial.
Yeah.
I think the perfect outcome was if he was found innocent of all the rapes of the white women. They clear him of all those charges.
Yeah, yeah.
And then, but, you know.
Was there a bunch of black women?
If he was raping down, then those ones he should be.
On the Legion of Skanks podcast, you guys can go get it on GasDigitalNetwork.com. We did a beauty pageant of all of Bill Cosby's rape victims.
Mm-hmm.
And we the one, I forget who won, but it was good, man. He had some hot ones in there.
Mm-hmm.
You know. I'm not saying I get it. I'm just saying that a lot of them, you don't get it. That's what I'm saying. Because you go to the bottom half of that beauty pageant, a lot of uggos.
Well, it's about power. That's my favorite thing. Whenever rape comes up, people go, well, it's not about sex. It's about power.
Yeah.
Oh, really? Is that what you heard on an SVU episode?
That's what they say, though. They say it's about aggression. It's not even there.
Yeah, but
you
it's
know.
Like, what part of this conversation are you trying to be if you're the guy that says, well, you know, it's about... It's about power. It's not about sex.
So let's guess the news.
I don't want to be the guy who knows what it's about.
Right, yeah.
But yeah, there they are. Mmm. Yeah. But I think that a lot of these women have probably fallen off since their heyday.
Yeah, well...
Or they stopped taking care of themselves after they were brutally raped.
Yeah. Three from...
brutal.
Three from
they had
raping.
A moment in their life that maybe turned things
look,
around.
Look, I gotta be honest with you. Look, I'm not downplaying their rapes, okay? And I believe that Bill Cosby is a rapist, okay? But I will say... You're not going to describe their rapes as brutal rapes. A brutal rape is a guy comes out in the bushes in a ski mask. First of all, you know it's Cosby right away. So wait, well, he'd do the fucking little dance.
Yeah.
But no, a brutal raping is, yeah, that dude. Knife to the throat, three, four dudes run a train on you. Don't Don't be an asshole to the victims of brutal rapings. These girls were fucking like first world rapings. If you're gonna be raped, this is the way. Can we all agree on that?
I don't know, man. You can't come out
of
it.
It's kind of like a death penalty conversation. Yeah, it's like, I don't agree with the death penalty at all. I don't think it should ever happen.
But if it has to, lethal injection.
No, I don't think that there's any. It should just not. You just shouldn't have the death penalty.
Yeah. So you're saying you shouldn't have rape? Obviously, yeah. Nick.
Also, the lethal injections is that's like the worst of all of them.
Is it?
Yeah. It has like a
worse than like an electric chair?
It has like a 10% failure rate.
Well, that sounds like the best. Like, you might live.
No, you might, like, they keep killing you until you're
dead. No, you're just, like, you start turning purple and twitching a lot. Yeah, it's like
screaming and writhing in pain, and you're, like, half paralyzed.
Are there any videos? There has to be of lethal injections.
No, there's no videos of any executions.
Impossible.
Now, in the day of iPhones, that has to happen.
Listen, I bet you.
It's a fucking prison. Nick, you can just smuggle, like, a GoPro in on your forehead?
Yes. I think the guards could.
And also,
they don't do like a phone,
we're not talking about America, bitch. We're talking about you thinking fucking. Up in, Kazakhstan, they don't have some fucking crazy rules where they're like, hey, let's just fucking videotape this shit and put it out, go viral.
Have it there. Yeah.
Yeah. Will Sylvans, by the way, put out the video of that Philly girl. Will Sylvans has like 5 million hits on his video.
Nice.
Yeah.
I found a video.
Oh, yeah, Nick.
Here we go.
Oh, wow. There we go. Nick knows
Guatemala.
It all.
Guatemala.
In Guatemala.
Not America.
And I don't even feel that bad about this. It's a Guatemalan guy.
Look, that's just the backseat of a fucking Dodge Caravan. It's got car seatbelts on it.
Wait, is this real? This looks too produced.
Of course, it's probably a documentary on fucking... This is how they kill every Guatemalan.
Yeah. They kill you if you're over 5'6".
Yeah, they're like, oh, you need
they
to go, senor.
For being a giant.
The devil is in him. He is growing.
That's just like a seatbelt, dude. Like a car seatbelt.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
And why are they? I mean, it's so funny, the prison there. You could just see, like, the prison system. He's wearing jeans and cowboy boots.
Yeah.
So it's like there's no system to even put them in, like.
That's their tuxedo.
Is that his family?
Yeah, with the Cosby.
And why? And for some reason, they have some sort of NASDAQ ticker that they're reading off.
It's a fucking Bloomberg machine.
They're playing the stock
market. Every execution ends with a raffle, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, his heart is actually hooked up to Bitcoin. And if it drops below a certain.
So that was it? That was all that? And Nick, it didn't look that bad. Now play an electrocution.
The Green Mile. We also saw the
Green
Mile.
No, a real one.
Well, when the electric chair fucks up, it like sets your head on fire.
So it's hilarious, at least.
I mean, they're all shitty. The only one that doesn't fail ever is Firing Squad. But it's because. I don't know like the specific case, but I guess like the courts have decided that cruel and unusual means as far as the witnesses are concerned and not the actual person undergoing.
No, really?
Yeah.
Shut up.
So they'll do.
I know they put blanks in certain guns, right?
Yeah, but they'll do lethal injection over Firing Squad because it seems more humane for people just observing it. Rather than
observing it, but also the people
painless.
That actually,
your heart explodes immediately and you lose consciousness.
The people that I read a whole thing. You probably read the same like meme article about what happens step by step with lethal injection. Really interesting, like just the way your body systematically shuts down, and it very rarely fails because what they do is they have poison that goes in, and then another poison that follows up, and then another poison, and they do all different things. Like, so one will, like, turn your oxygen off. Yeah. One will fucking stun your heart.
The first one is, like, a general anesthetic that puts you under. Sometimes that fucks up because you get the dosage wrong. Yeah. So then you're still awake. You just can't move. And we imagine you can't move. You can't scream. And then they start injecting.
It's like the Metallica video?
Yeah, penorbital in you or whatever.
Wait, are they knocked out while this happens,
They knock you out first. Yeah. But if that doesn't work, then they just inject shit in there that makes your heart stop. And it's like having a fucking heart attack and you can't scream or move. And so it feels your veins are burning.
Yeah, but if you're... So hold on, let me ask you. You're only... I'm assuming you're against capital punishment because... There's a chance always that they're wrong.
Yeah.
Right?
My thing is,
is that the reason or not?
There's a chance that they're wrong. Also, it's like it doesn't do anything to prevent crime. Like there's no evidence that having a death penalty lowers homicide rates if you kill somebody. Plenty of exonerations, plenty of death row exonerations. That's like enough that you shouldn't fucking kill anybody.
Well, that's the thing that really sticks with me. Where you go, I mean, they get it wrong enough. that you go like you can never truly be sure. I mean, human error is like crazy. But look, you know, look, if you
it's also about like whether you believe in redemption or not, or that people can change. Yeah. And it's like I don't, other than like an idea of revenge. I know there's like victims' families or whatever that say like, oh, I didn't have relief until I saw them, you know, electrocute
killed my kid. I don't think I'd have relief until that person was dead.
Yeah, but you
just kill
not,
him, right? Just take it in your own hands.
No, how do you do that? And then now you are going to jail for
it. I think there are people who deserve to die. I don't want to put that power in the government's hands to make that call. I don't like that. That's what I'm not comfortable with.
Yeah, I don't agree with that.
What if we don't
You don't think there are people who deserve to die?
No, not really.
That's fair.
Deserve, really?
No, well, let me put it this way.
Somebody's raping and murdering 3-year-old girls, and that's what they do. And then when they get arrested, they go, "I love it. It's fucking great. If you ever let me out of here, I'm gonna fucking do it again. This is all I can do. All I can do is think about raping and murdering 3-year-old girls."
Unfortunately, you have to isolate that person from society. I don't think killing them is the way to do it.
That's fair. Is that like a
and it's because
worst thing?
Here's a clit of a 3-year-old girl.
Yeah. And it's because like I don't want to establish any kind of like precedent where, I mean, it already exists, but in like a hypothetical situation where you have an option of death penalty or no death penalty that hasn't been established yet, if you say in certain situations you can kill, like,
well, I don't think they ever should be allowed to. I think it should be illegal to. Yeah. But I'm just saying, morally, as a person, there are people I'm like, yeah, that dude should fucking die. I just don't want to make it legal.
Sure, you know, probably. I mean? I wouldn't give a shit if that guy
not
died.
Only have I killed 3-year-old girls, but I killed the Patreon servers. They're gone. Ha, ha, ha.
Well, I think that this example is fine. I think this guy's fine, but there are other people.
I like this character.
This guy's funny. This guy's
silly. Guy should be on SNL.
I want to hang out with this guy. This guy would have saved Mad TV, but
my child
played by Bobby Lee. That's a new Bobby Lee character.
My child molester that eats baby clits. Yeah. You don't like this character?
I love that character. I'm saying he shouldn't die, but there are other people who maybe should.
Yeah, I mean, everybody like has an idea of like something's disgusting, and there's certain people that they, you know, think just should not exist or whatever. But it's like it's about having principles, and it's about understanding that like the death penalty is wrong.
You can't make laws just saying it's okay to kill these people because everyone's category is going to be different for who deserves to die.
I mean, if there's a person, somebody deserves it. Yeah, if there's a person who's murdering children or anybody, if they are fucked in the head and they are just killing people like indiscriminately and there's just no rehabilitation, they're saying to you, it's like, yeah, I'm going to fucking kill again. Anybody I ever interact with, I don't know that I agree that we should spend money to keep this person alive. I don't know. I feel like that's just kind of like, you know.
It costs the state more money to execute somebody.
I think that's one of those false fucking faggy things that we hear.
No, it's not. Unless they waive their right to an appeals process.
Fact check.
But
is it just because the system takes so long?
Yeah, it's because it takes forever, and the amount of money the state has to spend on like going through all of the appeals and stuff.
What costs more to have a prisoner for life or to put somebody to death? I'm going to tell you right now, probably $30 in electric. Electric pills. If I had to guess,
if you were in charge of capital punishment, yes, it would be cheaper.
I mean, we'd shoot the bill up $30 every time you did it. You have to do it again, $60. Not even a big deal. Cases with the death penalty cost $740,000, while cases where death penalty is sought cost $1.626 million. Maintaining each death row prisoner costs taxpayers $90,000 more per year than a prisoner in the general population. Yeah, $90,000 more per year.
But then
it's also the trial cost is. $750,000 versus
Lewis, you want to get rid of death row and just jump right to death.
Well, that's actually a more efficient way to do it. If I was coming in as a business person,
just cut out the trial.
I'd cut out all the fat. I'd be like, I would kill them on the stand. I wouldn't even walk them off the stand. I'd be like, all right, if we find them guilty right now, we fucking put a bullet in their head and we do one jury member. Why are we paying 12 people?
I think what we should do,
one
is
dude,
we have a lottery where we all get to kill one person a year. You know, and then there is no death penalty. There's no jail. You know, there are no crimes. But collectively, we get to pick one person.
It's the purge. That's the premise almost of the purge.
Sure.
Because one day a year, they get to do whatever they want.
Mm-hmm.
And you get to fucking get it out of your system.
Yeah.
You know? It's like when I jerk off once a week, I just fucking jizz like everywhere. Everywhere.
Do you do that? Are you like a
no wank guy? No.
No, okay. That's weird.
I'm not a bitch made fag. I'm not going to let another adult man tell me what to do with my dick daily. Whoa. That's crazy.
Oh, you're not
then
an alpha
how
then.
Would you know what to tattoo on your neck?
That's crazy. That's a little bit crazy. I may be a follower in certain things in the world. Like, I love MMA, and I think those guys are fucking great. You know, I do a podcast with Michael Bisping, and I'm like, I think it's fucking so cool. But I'm not just going to have another dude be like, hey, dude, here's how you handle your dick every day.
So, yeah. Yeah, that's I want a Canadian middle-aged hipster to tell me not to jerk off.
All right, let's fucking, we're going to get out of here in a second, Shannon. I did want to say this made me very angry, this Subway sign. There's a Subway ad about manspreading.
Oh, right, God.
You dude, just noticed this?
Wow. No, I noticed it a little while ago. It drives me out of my fucking mind, guys. I can't tell you. And nobody is talking about the other side of it. I hate to be an MRA fucking, you know, douchebag, but nobody's talking about the other side of this, okay? This is not a problem in the world. This is not a thing.
Well, do they at least have another sign showing, like, a woman with all her bags next to it?
No, they don't. They don't. And that's more of a problem, much more of a problem than dudes that are
fucking it more often.
Spreading their legs. Look, they're talking about black guys in the hood that are fucking sitting there like assholes. And it's a very few select people that do that. Okay, that's really that we're talking about. Now, if you're talking about a man being wider built and sitting in a wider base, then yeah. So, I mean, really, these are all signs for black people. So, the polls.
There's the bag one. That one's for women.
Crimping and primping.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's not. Nobody cares if you're doing your hair. Really, they're talking about the dude clipping his dumb shitty fingernails. They're talking about the homeless guy washing his feet. They did that to kind of like go, all right, fine.
Keep your stuff to yourself. There's the lady with the
bags. That's new. Oh, so because somebody, they've been hearing my complaints. That's fucking new.
They're tuning in live.
That's pretty, you know what?
No, you know what?
Dude, you're changing the world. All of this. You're changing the world.
You know what? Real Estate of the Week, Luis J. Gomez.
All of this shit is just like, you know, somebody to... He's got a bad attitude. One might feel he's real.
He's a real ass dude. You know?
Just some asshole at the fucking MTA that's like, all right, people on social media want this. Maybe this will get them to pay attention to our stupid fucking signs that we have to make.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
They don't care. Nobody cares. Nobody cares about man spreading. You know where that all started? It was with some like Hasidic like nutcase, some crazy girl on social media, on Twitter, that started the whole thing.
What do you
mean? Manspreading. It was just some nut job Hasidic girl that's just furious that started like a Tumblr or a Twitter, I can't remember which, dedicated to pointing out manspreading.
A Hasid.
Yeah, I think so.
That's very funny.
Or maybe she was Orthodox, but I don't know the difference.
Yeah. Nobody's following those people.
A lot of people are. Like, but that's where it started.
You got to be a Hasid, though, to really like, except for that rapper kind of did some things for the community.
Yeah. This is
what's
from,
his
like,
name, the rapper?
Modest Yahoo.
Yeah, Modest Yahoo.
Yeah.
He opened things up very slightly. He opened a crack open for the Hasids. But nobody really.
And then
respects.
The one that killed that kid really put it back.
Yeah. They need to do is they need to make an oatmeal like the Quakers did. You know? And now everybody loves them.
I never even noticed that. But that's why I don't think the Quakers are that weird.
Yeah. Well, it's because
the oatmeal. That dude, yeah.
It's because the oatmeal is great.
Yeah.
You know, who the fuck wants borscht? Yeah. You're not going to make borscht a breakfast time delight, you know?
I'm going to be honest with you. I'm doing this keto, no carb thing.
Yeah.
I do a borscht, no potato
borscht. Lost a lot of weight.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah.
Over over an oatmeal. I can't do the oatmeal.
Do you like doing keto? Doesn't that make you like, doesn't it fuck with your head?
No,
you're like
dude.
Sluggish?
No.
No?
I don't think so. Not for me anyway. I don't know because the keto strips are supposed to come. Are they here, Shannon?
I need carbs to think. I'm like brain dead if I don't get.
No, I think that that's a myth.
What?
I think that's a myth. I think that they tell you that you need carbohydrates to feed your central nervous system and that you're slower and you don't think. I think that that's just something that the food industry is trying to convince you of, well, so you buy Cheetos.
I think you think better if you just have food in general.
There's other carbohydrates. You know,
what happens
fucking apple.
Is you, when you're not eating carbs, you're hungry and you're thinking about that, so you're not focused. That hunger is it almost like it's distracting, right?
Yeah.
And the sugar and the carbs give you a very satisfied feeling. When you're satisfied, you feel... You're connecting satisfaction with like comfort and like being in your zone, and that's almost like just like a, it's like a just the way you're thinking. It's not even really anything. I don't think there's any physical reaction. In my opinion, I personally, when I'm not eating sugar and carbs, I'm performing at a much, much higher level on every level because I feel physically good. When I'm feeling physically good, I feel, you know, mentally good, and everything kind of connects.
Yeah. All you need is Adderall and 85 cups of coffee every podcast. Yeah.
It's also true. So, you guys also have that. You can be like me.
Yeah.
A raving
keto lunatic. And cocaine.
Keto and cocaine. What a great idea for a podcast.
Yeah.
You just deprive yourself of all sugars and you just do a bunch of blow and see where it takes you.
We've done that a couple times.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Did you guys do like ones where you like would stay up for like 2 days straight?
No, we never. I don't. I can go to sleep on blow.
Yeah.
You know, for whatever reason, maybe I have a terrible heart.
I did blow with you once. And it was you're
oh,
very,
yeah, that's right. That was like the first time we hung out.
Yeah. Don't say where or when. But it was fucking. Yeah. It's funny.
It was at the Klan rally. We were killing a trans person.
That's
it wasn't irony.
That's
anymore.
Less embarrassing than what we were all doing.
Yeah. Yeah.
What do you think? We were killing them.
The Bernie Sanders rally for racist guys
at Philly Helium Club. Yeah. Slipping things in women's drinks.
Yeah, dude. Nick, you were very. Nick's very mechanical on coke. It wasn't even like you were doing a drug. Like, you know, like people have a process when you smoke weed or do coke or do whatever it is. Nick was doing it like he was drinking a glass of water, and then he just moved on with his life.
Yep.
It was very, So, okay, the Cosby trial, I know nothing about it. We that was all the news. We guessed it. We covered the Cosby trial. That's the way we cover news stories on
the
show.
Is he winning or losing?
Well, what do we want to think? The over-under. I think he's going to get acquitted of everything.
Really?
I've got him in the spread.
So did all the women.
On BetDSI, we can bet on the Cosby Child.
I'm betting they do like a Capone thing and they get him on tax evasion.
Yeah.
That he wasn't paying taxes on all that pussy he was getting for free.
I think he dies before the trial's over and then everyone just doesn't know what to feel.
Yeah.
I think that might happen.
I don't know, man. Am I crazy? He's just a fucking old man with a lazy eye. Leave him alone. You know, he it's how long has it been? Jesus Christ. You know, there's an old guy.
That's how I felt during the Nuremberg trials.
We talked about this. There's a fucking guy who was a Nazi who lives in Brooklyn, right? He's like 90 years old, and he was a fucking Nazi watch guard. You know,
I thought Kumail lived in Long Island. He lives in Brooklyn.
So this guy, every year on fucking, you know, International fucking Jew Victim Day or whatever it is, they go outside, these fucking teenagers from this local Brooklyn high school protest outside of this old Nazi's house. And they're like, oh, we want to be fucking brought up on trial and war charges. And I'm going, I don't know, guys. Yeah, you know, he did some fucked up shit back in the day. Just let it go.
He's just inside with the helmet with the spike on jerking off.
Yeah, I mean, dude, listen to me.
World War One. Those guys were Nazis.
My father was murdered, and I was going to try to interview the guy on the podcast. Yeah. He died. The guy died.
Yeah.
But we did a whole fucking, like, we tried to find this guy. I'm being consistent with my philosophy here. It's not like I'm going like, oh, like I'm, you know, I'm being edgy and saying, oh, fucking. I'm literally saying a lot of fucking time has passed. It's a fucking old man. I just almost feel like.
Okay, how about the guy you thought should get the death penalty? What if he just got away with it and then for
how
like
much
60
time?
Years?
How much time?
60 years.
How much did he do? How many baby clits did he eat? Like two?
You can't have just one.
Yeah.
Well,
once you pop, you can't stop.
Okay.
You think better if you eat baby clits.
It's true.
6 million and then 7 million if you include the gypsies.
Oh, please.
And
it was more like 400,000, okay? Let's get real. Nick, bringing fucking. You should run a conspiracy theory podcast, Nick.
Why?
Well, your conspiracies. Didn't,
there's no conspiracy. I said 6 million. You were the one that said less than 6 million.
That's the joke.
Six million is a real number, though.
I know. I was kidding.
Oh,
I was saying that you're the.
I just don't get the logic of the joke.
I was saying that you're the person. Even I was making fun of it as if you were the crazy one.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I get,
you get
it now.
Sorry. Jesus Christ! Now I have to explain my jokes. If they're not good, let them just bomb on their own. Nick.
No, I'm sick.
Yeah,
I'm
really.
Not,
but
we don't have to deconstruct
million...
my bombing.
I haven't had any carbs today.
6 million what?
Huh? Is that the setup for a joke?
Oh fuck me, dude! God damn it! It's a good show so far. We're gonna wrap up here in a second. Let's get some questions.
Give me a fucking answer. Give me a fucking answer. Give me a fucking answer. Give me a fucking answer.
Cut the music. Thank you, Shannon, for reminding me now. I forgot we have to do these things. Did you pick these at random, Shannon?
Yes.
I was gonna. Here's what I wanted you to do. I wanted you to write all the names and then put them all in a hat, and I was gonna pick them at random on the show. But now it's too late.
I'm sorry. There were a lot. like close to 100. There's a lot in there.
No. No, not between May 1st and June 1st. Shannon, did you do between?
Yes, between May 1st and June 1st. There
wasn't
100
between May 1st and June 1st.
Like 50? There's a bunch.
Are you sure that these ones are between May 1st and June 1st?
I'm positive.
The ones that you picked?
I'm going to show you.
You going to show me?
I'm going to show you.
Here it is, guys. The winners of three or a t-shirt each. They get a t-shirt each for leaving us a positive review on iTunes. You know what? New fucking thing. Every month I'm going to pick a new winner every month for a free Real Ass Podcast t-shirt. We're doing three to kick this bitch off. But if you leave us a five-star ranking or five-star rating positive review on iTunes, we're going to pick a new winner at the beginning of every month that wins a free Real Ass Podcast t-shirt. Two new t-shirts in the store right now. You guys can go pick them. These are the three winners. Shannon, hit the music.
What music?
The Price is Right music.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Fucking
I'm
twit.
I'm so sorry.
God. Sorry. No, you know what? Fuck it. I don't like it. Play the song My Nigga on loop for 10 hours. My nigga, my nigga, my nigga. I listened to that the other day. Trying to do a fidget spinner video. On loop. I was dedicating to Bill Maher, and I never got the trick down. I mean, the amount of failing fidget spinner videos, I have hours.
Oh, I tried to film you in the airport doing one.
Dude,
you ended up almost kicking my girlfriend.
I was trying to edit.
Shannon, I want this on a loop, just the chorus.
The Bill Nye the Science Guy with into the new theme song for the Bill Maher show, but it's
Shannon.
Bill Maher the nigger guy. And I gave up because I couldn't figure out GarageBand.
I sat on my
Bill Maher the nigger guy.
Yeah, that was it. That was the joke.
I like it.
Thanks.
That's what he calls that spinner.
So what is the appeal here?
Of my spinner?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't get it. I'll say I don't get it.
For me, I used to play hacky sack. I did this thing called I forget what it was, but it was like people used to do lighter tricks, like this shit, right? But they made like a hacky sack version of it. They got popular for like one summer, then I bought like 100 of them, and I was fucking like doing all these like stupid tricks, like they call them like fucking like that shit.
Okay. Anyway. Well, I guess my question stands.
I got into pogs, or yeah, the pogs were are different because there's fad things, but then
you
there's
can
like
collect
these
pogs. I guess you could collect those.
You collect these, but it's like the physical thing for me. Like, I got into that. Like, I get into little tricks.
Yeah.
I get into like, you know, just kind of like for no reason. I mean, there's no reason. It's just something to do.
Yeah. I
spent a night learning how to juggle when I was a kid. I learned sleight of hand magic, you know?
I was thinking about learning magic and then seeing if I could get more spots as just like a magician rather than a comic. Because there's no real magicians to work in the comedy club scene in New York.
Harrison Greenbaum, right?
Yeah, you know what? Somebody told me that he does that already. And then I said, oh, never mind. I'm not doing that.
Yeah,
shit
then you'll be compared to Harrison
Greenbaum.
Dude,
it takes forever to learn those tricks too, though. To get good at them?
You don't have to fucking get good. I mean, maybe to what? Impress other magicians? I'm talking about doing like open mic
magician.
Level. No, fuck that.
Open mic level tricks are kind of hard too, dude.
Yeah,
I'll be honest with you.
I'm trying to sell out. I'm trying to.
But there's
I am too.
There's a comic named. It's an old guy. Fucking Coop something. I forget his name. I feel bad to not give him his props. But he made it all the way onto like America's Got Talent because he was stupid. But that was his act. Was he did really shitty magic. But he was old. And I remember me and he was featuring for Big J and I was hosting. I was doing a guest spot in Philly. This fucking guy. And I guess in his act, we didn't know this going on, but he strips down his act. To his underwear, and he turns around and there's shit stains on his underwear.
Oh man, I love that.
So that's like the his closing
that's
bit is like he's doing shit and like his clothes are coming off and like, but this guy's been doing it forever. He's like a 75-year-old guy, and but we didn't see it. I didn't watch him. This the first night. I didn't know what the fuck this guy was. So we do the show and we're in the green room, and you're all just talking, and he's like, you know, telling old stories, like old battle stories of doing like Rascals Comedy Club in Jersey and old Philly clubs with you know, because he's an older dude from Philly. And then he goes, I'll see you guys in a few minutes. And me and Jared just sitting there in the green room smoking a blunt with one of Jay's friends. And then 20 minutes later, this fucking old 90 or 80-year-old dude bursts into the room in just his underwear with shit stains on it. And I was like, hey, guys, hot crowd out there. And you're like, what the fuck is happening? Why did I start playing this music?
Yeah. For the three shirts that you have to give away.
Oh, yeah.
Jesus.
Shut up, Zach.
I'm glad that thing helps you concentrate.
Yeah. Fucking shit, man. Here we go. You want to play with it?
No.
Just spin it.
No, I don't
want to. Just spin it.
I know, I don't want to.
Why don't you want to spin it?
Because I want to be able to claim that I've never touched a fidget spinner.
Don't be an idiot.
No, I'm not being... God damn it, dude. No, I'm tainted, both racially and hobbyily. It's broken my track record of never touching a Puerto Rican. Never touching a fidget spinner. I'm not going to be able to buy a house now.
The first winner of a free Real Ass t-shirt, Real Ass Podcast t-shirt, guestdigitalnetwork.com in the shop is LightSout 2412. You have to change your review to say winner and an exclamation point, and that's how we know it's really you. Right? And then message me somehow and prove it. We have to prove this somehow. You have to prove it to me. I don't know how. I didn't go as far as to think of how you prove it. So you have to prove it to me somehow that this is you. The second winner. Steffi 71185. Boom. And last but not least, Lake Manor with three R's. All right, there you go. Let's get some questions.
Give me a fucking answer.
Nick, you missed that trick.
Give me a fucking answer. Give me a fucking answer. Give me a fucking answer. I'm asking you for the answer. It's a question.
These are like gay or yo-yos.
I actually know some pretty good yo-yo tricks.
You know that guy, the guy from Found Footage Fest, Zach, yeah, that goes and does the yo-yo thing on local news?
Yeah.
That's the funniest shit in the world.
I didn't see that.
Yeah, this guy, like, he goes to, like, local news, like, all around the country, and he pretends to be this yo-yo expert, and then he just, like, comes on set, they bring him on, and then he's like, this one is the four angels, and he, like, just fucks up the yo-yo, and then they, like, fly all over the studio.
That's great. That's great.
And then they just have to end the segment.
All right, here's the questions, guys. You know the deal. If you want a little advice or you want a little bit of insight into our world, facebook.com/LewisJGomezComedy. Post your question the morning of the show. I will post something, so post it there. Or you could go to my website, gomezcomedy.com, which now has dates. Now has a new calendar. Right, Shannon?
That's right.
Thanks. Yeah, and you could submit your questions there. Just make sure you put real ass questions in the subject line. Candace Trujillo wants to know, what are your thoughts on War Machine's life sentence?
For beating up
Christy Mack.
You got a life sentence?
Really beat her up.
He beat the fuck out
of
her.
Like torture. Like,
you know, hours, basically kidnapping, yeah, beat her up.
Bloody. Yeah.
He was trying to kill her.
I remember that. So was it attempted murder was the charge?
He also ended her career, and she was fucking dope.
The reason he's going to jail is because he was doping while he did it. It was steroids that made him able to do it.
What kind of steroids?
I don't know. I'm not an MMA guy. Well, he was juicing, though, and that's my problem with the whole thing.
Look at her.
That's just what you look like after you get beat up, though.
I mean, yeah.
Or if you're Korean. If you wake up and you're suddenly Korean.
Yeah, she's... he really fucked her up, but she has never done porn again.
Yeah.
She started shaving her head. She went all Britney Spears afterwards.
Well, we should all be mad about that, then. He's, like, taking a porn star out of the world.
Dude, you know what's so funny, man? Porn stars... It's really great. I saw one today, like, just on Twitter, a new one. I'm like, God damn, this chick is hot. And it's because every year, just new chicks become 18. And they just churn them out. It's fucking perfect, man. Just what a great industry.
What a great system.
Have you seen Dazed and Confused? Or no?
Yeah.
What's McConaughey's character's name?
Oh, yeah. I forget his name, but yeah. You know, I get older, they stay the same age.
You follow this. I've been, like, obsessed with this Instagram model, Randolyn. Do you know Randolyn?
I don't think I know.
Pull her
you
up, Randolyn.
I looked at her
I'm
account.
Sure.
Yeah, you follow her. She's, like, she's got a disease that makes her ass, like, abnormally large.
Oh, I know who we're talking about.
She got a disease?
Yeah.
Randolyn. With her ass, let me see.
Well, it's a disease where, like, you know, sometimes people don't have, like, yeah, find a good one of just
the fuck
ass.
Is that? So people like her.
I do. I'm into it.
So you would fuck this. You're sexually into this.
Absolutely.
1,000%.
Shut up.
I'm serious.
First of all, is that on her fucking bathroom sink? Do you, literally, and I mean this,
yeah.
The grossest place in the home. Look it up. The grossest place in the home is your bathroom sink. She's got...
Yeah, because of that.
She does that in every... She's like, yeah, man, that's she's like reason. Santa Claus. Every night when you go to sleep, this gigantic pig rubs her dirty asshole.
She just can't like even get through the front door, let alone a chimney.
That has,
you got to bring her I was through
so, the garage. She has a special key.
She's got a freight elevator.
I was so heartbroken when I found out it was my mom doing that the whole time.
Love Randolin. Randolin. Ooh, that's gross. You're really into that now?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's like a...
A fetish.
It's an absurdity.
You know that you're like into a fetish.
Let's put it this way. I would be totally into that, but like, I probably wouldn't like date that one.
That's just, that's gross, in my opinion. I'm not into it. I'm not into it at all. In the slightest bit. Girls, I like a nice, big, fat Puerto Rican ass. Like, I like it, you know, but it's got to still be like fit. It's got to be tight. Not a big old.
Well, it's got to look like it's on the same person.
My thing is
like,
that looks like two people
photoshopped.
I crank it to 11 in every aspect of my life. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like if I
no, he jerks off to 11 from Stranger Things.
Yeah.
So that's how we feel about War Machine's life sentence. All right, let's get it. Let's go. Next one. All right, Joshua Boggs. Good question. Who gets more pussy, Fred Durst or Scott Stapp? Currently.
Fred Durst.
Yeah,
I guess, yeah.
Because nobody likes Creed.
Yeah.
Like, currently. And there are people who still like Limp Bizkit, and those are people that will fuck.
Yeah.
Like, indiscriminately. Much, you know, they'll fuck anybody. Obviously, they're going to fuck Fred Durst.
I'd be surprised if Scott Stapp likes Creed.
You would like fidget spinners, because this is, you doodle, dude. This is, like, literally designed for people like you.
First of all, I'm an artist, dude. Everything I draw is a work of art.
You just drew a swastika.
You just drew a fidget spinner.
Dude, they can do a fucking...
A swastika
fidget spinner. Do they have a swastika spinner. Fidget spinner?
There's got to be a swastika.
Dog, if they don't, we're going to... Every show we do, we're going to get a new product. This is what we're doing. We're going to launch a new product every show. We tried to do the Bloody Trumpet keychains. Mm-hmm. We couldn't get it done fast enough in the last show. But we really went into the wee hours of the night trying to get these things made.
It's hilarious.
But it needs to be the next day. We need to have them. They have it? No, they don't. Let me say, Shannon.
Oh.
Whoa. Where do you get it?
Now, let me ask you something, Lewis.
Oh, shit.
That's in fucking credible.
Let me ask you something. If they zoomed out and the woman holding that was Randolin, would you then be attracted to her?
Yes. This is a homemade one. Look at that one.
That's pretty cool.
I really want one. Shannon, can you buy one? Right now? Take my card.
He shows you how to make it.
That's a lot of work. I'm not going to make
actually,
one.
You know what? I could make you one.
Could you?
Yeah, actually, I could.
I bet there's a bunch of fans that can make me one, too.
I can make you one out of MDF real easy.
I have a feeling we have fans that have them.
I could do it today if you want. I can make an MDF.
Just put a spinny thing on one of your toy swastikas and you'll be fine.
Yeah, you put a bearing in one of my many swastikas.
Just take one off of the shelf that we have an abundance of them.
Uh-huh.
You drill a hole in the middle of your swastika ninja stars you keep on your wall.
Yeah.
Are they available for purchase? Can we just purchase them? Well, obviously not on Amazon, Shannon, you fucking dummy. You're not going to have them on Amazon. You're going to have them on a fucking specialty site. Let's do one more question, then we're fucking out of here. This is it. Let's see. All right, here it is. Simon Thornburg wants to know, new dad here, nothing more real ass than that, bro. Had a little boy recently, and I decided to go au naturel on his schmeckle. Being circumcised myself, I didn't want to take away a choice.
I didn't want to confuse my son's dick for mine.
Question is...
whose dick is this?
Whose dick?
I got all these dicks
is
here.
This my dick? Is this his dick?
Is it even an issue? Is it even an issue anymore? Your thoughts, please, Lewis. So, yeah, my son is not circumcised. I am circumcised. It was a game time, you know, decision. In the moment, I decided not to get him circumcised. And the whole time, I had planned on getting it done. And I'm glad I didn't. And it's not an issue. It was fucking childish and stupid. But here's the problem, right? You go into having a kid as a different person. You walk out a completely changed human being. You walk out and you're like, holy fuck, I just went through like a fucking exorcism. This is nuts. Like, I'm now, I've welcome to fucking adulthood. It's not, there's nothing like it, okay? Yeah. I cannot explain to you.
Hey man, I got a PlayStation, so I
know. Yeah, you get it. You completely
get
it.
That should cost me $500.
But the truth is, like, it's a different thing. So if you're making decisions in this, you know, in my opinion, from a different perspective, like a very, very, very different perspective, especially with your first child, you know what I'm saying? This is your first kid. I don't think it's necessarily fair to make that decision just yet. I think you should look at your kid, hold your kid, feel your kid, do every test on his dick. Put his dick in your mouth.
Take it for a test drive.
See if it, see if it's more sensitive for him. If he likes his dick being sucked, then you don't fuck with it. Why would you fuck? Don't fix it if it's not broken. That's what I say. No, I just feel like it was an immature decision for me to make before I had already had a kid. And no, it's not an issue even slightly. And I think it's becoming less and less of an issue. People are becoming more vocal about it and having conversations about it.
You think it's wrong to have your kids circumcised?
Yeah, I do.
I'll tell you, I get it, but like, to me, uncircumcised is kind of nasty, and I'm glad that I didn't like later in life have to make a go get my dick cut appointment.
You probably wouldn't though.
You know,
and
what I mean?
Also the other thing is like that's a stigma that's like in your head.
I think Stav's thinking about doing it
now.
Yeah.
Really?
Uh huh.
Well, it's extra work, because
of girls'
right?
reactions.
No, I think his dick doesn't come out all the way.
Sam Roberts had that same problem.
Yeah, no, but that's what happens sometimes if the skin
it's
doesn't
extra
grow.
Work, right?
I don't know. My understanding.
You have to clean it. I think you got to roll it back.
Yes, it is.
I'm just glad I don't got
to
do
but
that.
We're not discussing.
Yeah, but there's a lot of shit you have to clean. Second. It's not like I'm gonna get all my son's teeth removed so he doesn't have to brush.
Yeah.
What's the
I'm grateful that I've never cleaned my dick.
If your objection is like personal hygiene, I mean that doesn't. If there's
I'm not even objecting, honestly. I don't even know what I think about this. This is the first time I've even thought about it. So I'm just talking.
You're talking about an extra second to pull it back, and he hasn't even had to start doing that yet. Like they naturally starts to come
Lewis
back.
Lewis does it for him.
Yeah, yeah, with my teeth.
It's just not making like the way like a car. The most recent model is more efficient. It's not making the dick model more efficient.
No.
To just
the
do
reason
that quick
the reason
thing.
It was became a thing was because they did a study in Africa, where they took like a test group of a couple hundred people or whatever it was, and they circumcised them, and it reduced the AIDS transmission rate dramatically. Like it was a huge thing in this like thing that they were like, oh shit, AIDS. Because what happens is they have these dirty dicks. They're Africans. They're in the fucking forest fighting lions. Their dicks get, because there's more surface area and there's more folds, there's more area for it to actually have openings and sores. But we're talking about a primitive people that aren't cleaning themselves. And when they are cleaning themselves, they're cleaning themselves in shit water.
And if you circumcise them, then it would just be easier for them to fuck those monkeys and give everyone AIDS.
Yeah, exactly. But no, when they circumcise them, they stop transmitting AIDS as much. So then they use it as this thing of like, oh, well, yeah, it's stopping, disease being spread. But we live in a first world country and we're not, we're not animals that are fucking...
I've like never thought about it.
Yeah, me neither.
And honestly,
like literally the first time I've ever.
When you have a kid, you will though.
If I had a kid and like whoever the fucking I don't know, was it OBGYN or the attending physician that delivers the kid is like, hey, you should have him circumcised. Ooh, all right, doctor knows best. Probably
the only way I'd have my kid circumcised.
But they won't say that. They don't say you should have him circumcised. They make it very like, and they don't even lead you in one way or another.
Dude,
they're very clear about it.
The only way I'd have my kid circumcised is if it's a girl.
All right. Great show today, boys.
Yep.
Great show. Loved it. Eli Sayers on Twitter.
Yeah.
ELISAIRS. Nick Mullen, banned from Twitter. You're back for a day, banned again.
You know what? Add me on PlayStation. We'll play Battlefield 1.
I just played PlayStation with a chick.
Me and Felix of Chapo Trap House are trying to start a platoon.
Doggy.
Yeah.
I just played PlayStation for the first time.
It's fun, man. Okay.
No, it was Xbox 360, but it was
easy to make that mistake.
Call of fucking Duty. Ooh, baby.
It's a fun game, right?
So much fun.
Dude,
guys,
Battlefield 1 is sick.
We'll check you next week on the Real Ass Podcast. Peace.
Larry on.
That's all, folks.